This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. We're getting a response from Iran's Supreme Leader Ali Khamenei after President Trump called him a, quote, easy target for assassination and called for Iran's unconditional surrender. Calling Israel's government a terrorist regime, the Supreme Leader on social media writing, we must give a strong response and show no mercy. This on a fifth day of aerial attacks between Israel and Iran. ABC's Mary Bruce on the response in Washington.
The U.S. military is already moving warplanes and assets to the region, if needed, to defend American personnel. And that big question now weighing on the president, whether to push for negotiations or join Israel's campaign and bomb Iran.
The defense in the Sean Diddy Combs case indicating that its presentation will last from 2 to 5 days. It makes it unlikely that the hip-hop mogul will himself testify. Her spokesperson saying DHS Secretary Kristi Noem was taken to the hospital after having an allergic reaction, adding she's alert and recovering. This is ABC News. The trustee overseeing InfoWars host Alec Jones' personal bankruptcy case is accusing the conspiracy theorist of trying to shield more than $5 million from creditors, including relatives of the victims of the 2012 Sandy Hook massacre. Firefighters conducting training exercises in Albuquerque came back to the firehouse Monday to find it had been broken into. Lieutenant Jason Faher says that he thinks the suspects broke a window to access the building.
Personal property was stolen, city property was stolen, and the biggest item was they were able to get the keys to one of the firefighters' vehicles and actually stole that vehicle from the parking lot.
Three suspects were arrested and are facing charges. An Illinois toy company challenging President Trump's tariffs wants the Supreme Court to take up the case now rather than going through lower courts. Learning Resources Incorporated argues that the president illegally imposed tariffs under an emergency powers law rather than going through Congress. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Look up cheese curds. You'll find this basic definition. Wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, did you guess? It takes 10 pounds of milk, which is a big gallon jug plus a little bit more, to make 1 pound of squeaky cheese curds. Call me your curd girl for this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
A win for OKC. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Basketball, the Thunder beat the Pacers 120-109 to take a 3-2 lead in the NBA Finals. Indiana's Tyrese Halliburton re-injuring that right ankle and calf muscle in the first quarter ended up with only 4 points in 34 minutes of play. The Thunder's Jalen Williams with a career-high 40 points in the postseason asked, was that the game plan or are shots just dropping in for him?
Probably a little bit of both. I don't want to give too much into the game plan, but a lot of it is just me being aggressive, seeing what's open and taking those shots.
Game 6 is Thursday night in Indy. Baseball, the Brewers face the first-place Cubs tonight at Wrigley Field. Chicago with a 5.5-game lead in the NL Central. Ahead of the crew, pitcher Colin Ray on the kind of standard manager Craig Counsell has set in the Cubs clubhouse this year.
Yeah, I think he just has the expectations of us doing the little things right, coming in every single day, giving your best effort, holding each other accountable for those things when you step through those doors every single day.
That's Cubs pitcher Colin Ray with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Carrie Bradshaw, a.k.a. Sarah Jessica Parker, recently spoke to Huffington Post UK. During the interview, she talked about the backlash she received for playing Bradshaw on HBO's Sex and the City. Parker discussed the double standard between men and women and how women are treated differently when they're portrayed as cheaters on TV. Parker made a point to say that her character on And Just Like That is judged similarly decades later. New episodes of And Just Like That premiere Thursdays on Max. For those of you who are like me and live in a remote area, there is good news regarding a new comedy to check out. Friendship is now available to stream, according to the New York Post. The A24 cringe comedy that asks the question, should men have friends, stars Tim Robinson and Paul Rudd and had a modest but successful limited theatrical run. Friendship is available to stream on Amazon Prime. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy with a few showers and thunderstorms tonight and lows in the mid-60s. Cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms for tomorrow, a high in the mid-70s. More sunshine for Thursday, warm and muggy with a few showers and thunderstorms by Thursday night. Highs mid-80s. Right now it's 78 degrees.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the writer and producer from Bridge to Terabithia, David Patterson. Then we discuss men's mental health with DeLorean Walls from Brothers to Brothers. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. This is the talk of Lacrosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
It's a good day to be indigenous. Get up,
stand up. They are going to become more brutal.
Courtney Cuff, hit me, cut it, dude.
Because all the hippies are trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Kutagi to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. We discuss local, national, Native news and events. And as you know, Chujunk, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
And yes, you're right, Jaji. This portion of the show is supported by Native Roots Trading Posts. Shop now at cause-cart.shop.com. And search Native Roots to find your resist gear. Kinigigi for all your support, everybody.
Absolutely. Thank you. Hey, a lot going on today. We're going to have Ruth Anna Buffalo on, CEO of Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center. And she's going to have some of the people at work there. And we might hand the show over to her, you know, and talk the good things that last week she had a couple people on. It was really cool to hear the excitement and what they do and all those fun things. So Ruth Anna will join us in a few minutes. But first, I wanted to talk about a couple things, Jaleesa. And one of them was I was really like struck when I watched on one of the platforms at a Los Angeles Dodgers game. Mm-hmm. A young person singing the national anthem in Spanish. And I went right on. That was cool. She got a big hand. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's a big history there where the baseball park was built, where all those Mexicans lived and they removed them from there. And a lot of people from the Latino community did not like the Dodgers until 1981 when Fernando Valenzuela came aboard. And they probably have one of the biggest Hispanic audiences of any major league team. But and then the next day, what I saw was that she was told not to do it.
Right.
So a form of resistance. Pull that mic closer to you.
Oh, sure.
A form of resistance. Yeah, now you sound great. was that she did do the national anthem in Spanish and got a big hand.
Yeah, I saw that too. I'm glad you brought that up. And yeah, I think the biggest moment of that was that she was told not to. And I even saw that she, you know, she said, this might be my last time that I'm allowed here, but I wanted to do that to resist and to stand up for what's right. And, you know, what's going on in our country is not right. Right. I mean, so all the immigration and just the sadness. So good for her.
Right. And then yesterday was reported when the president, the orange president, I don't like saying his name, was in Canada a Native American came up to him and talked to him in his own language.
In his own language. Yes. Yes. I saw that on indigenous.tv mm-hmm. on their Instagram page. So check it out. I was just going to pull that up, but that's the source I got it from. But yeah, I mean, in his headdress, and noted that it was very powerful to just speak directly. I mean, and if you see the video, he's speaking directly to the president in his language, and to stand in, you know, who he is. So incredible. Yeah.
And then the big baby left early, and because mm-hmm. he was a hot mess, but we're not going to get into that. We're going to mm-hmm. get our friend Ruth Anna Buffalo on, who's CEO of Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center. And we really always appreciate having you on, Ruth Anna. And I know you're very busy. And I wanted you to come on just a few minutes early before your posse comes on and just talk about, you were an elected person in North Dakota. And what happened this past weekend here in Minnesota with the assassinations and assassination attempt, how did you feel? And I mean, that had to hit close to home. And again, welcome Ruth Anna Buffalo. I think you're muted. There you go.
Sorry about that.
No problem.
Clearing out different windows and stuff, but
welcome. So did you hear my question, Ruth Anna? Yeah. Welcome.
Yep. Domsha, hello, and Madzigadads, thank you for having MIWRC on again. And yeah, definitely feel for the families and the communities and, you know, the constituents of those impacted. And yeah, just unbelievable, you know, to hear about the events, how they unfolded, and just really feel for the electeds right now, especially because it is a scary thing at times when you do face those threats, but then to have them actually carried out like that is just unreal. It's kind of really no words. So
I know, but it must have hit home for you, Ruth Anna, because you were at one point in the same position and in a really red state.
Yes, for sure. Was having lunch today with my husband and my oldest son, and we're still kind of visiting about the information that we're reading about regarding the shooter or the murderer or the killer, you know. And so but yeah, it wasn't until today that our son realized that I had received threats, and that they as mm-hmm. kids were also, you know, being threatened by people during my first legislative session. He was like, what? He didn't know that. So, I mean, we kind of, I guess, did a good job of protecting our kids, you know, but from that, mm-hmm. and those are scary times to go through. And I definitely believe that any kind of threat should be taken seriously.
Well, definitely. And both times, this time here, it happened this weekend. And then, of course, when you were in North Dakota, you talked to your husband and bounced it off with him, because that's scary and especially frightening, especially if you're alone in that situation.
For sure. I can remember times where we were, you know, when you're, I believe a lot of the legislators in this part of the country are considered citizen legislators, you know, where it's a part-time pay, you know, the compensation mm-hmm. is very low, therefore it's, but, you know, you do beyond a full-time job's worth of work because it's 24/7 when you are an elected. And so citizen legislators, how I understand it is that it's almost close to volunteering, you know. And I was listening to AM radio on Saturday morning and hearing, you know, the commentary, but that was mentioned of the Minnesota legislature as well, that they are also citizen legislatures, similarly to North Dakota. Mm-hmm. And so just speaks, that really spoke to me, because it's like you are, you're volunteering, you know, for the love of the people, really, because you want to make things better. You want to see everyone live a better life than the next generation and the next person. So it's a lot of sacrifice that our electeds go through. And a lot of times the normalization of hate is there, and I wish it wasn't. You know, that's kind of the downside of the political arena, is that as an elected, you're expected to not fire back, not, so to speak, you know, like by, with mm-hmm. your words of like standing up for yourself, you have to just kind of be silent and take it, you know, silent, suffer in silence almost, you know. So it's, there's different strategies, I'm sure, but, you know, we were always just kind of told, you know, turn the other cheek, look the other way, but it's hard when, especially during these times of polarization. So I just hope things will not escalate and that things will get better, you know, because it's just, this is too much.
Yeah, and I appreciate that. And one of the things that I really enjoyed is Wendy and I went to the Capitol, even though we were paralyzed with these people that we knew that were hurt or murdered on Saturday, but we still went to the Capitol, and there was up to 80,000 people there that they said. And that really filled our soul, even though it was, you know, a lot shortened version of it. And then seeing the 13 million across Turtle Island showing up to try and, that are against no kings.
Yeah, I think it's always good to stand strong in your values. I mean, of course, it's at each person's discretion, you know, on your level of comfort with your personal safety, but it's always important to make good judgment, make good decisions, but yeah, be aware of your surroundings for sure.
Hey, we're here with Ruth Anna Buffalo and the Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center here in the Twin Cities. We'll be right back. This is Native Roots Radio. Oh,
stay with us.
Signing up for $1 bus and train rides with the Transit Assistance Program, or TAP, is quick and easy. Do it straight from your computer or phone by uploading one of the pre-approved documents listed at metrotransit.org/TAP, along with a copy of your ID. We'll mail you a to-go card with a full year of discounted rides. For questions or translation help, call 612-373-3333. 612-373-3333.
Four Sisters Farmers Market is more than a place to shop for delicious organic food. It's a celebration of indigenous culture, food sovereignty, and community. Now in its 11th season, the market offers healthy, affordable, culturally appropriate local foods every Thursday from 11 to 3. Located on the American Indian Cultural Corridor off Franklin Avenue, Four Sisters Farmers Market is a project of NAGD. Every Thursday now through October, discover more about Four Sisters Farmers Market by visiting NAGD.org.
Do you have a personal financial goal like buying a car, starting a business, saving for college, or investing for retirement? Whatever your goal is, you need a plan. It might seem overwhelming, but like physical fitness, you can gradually improve your financial health step by step. Start by creating a spending plan, improving your credit score, opening a bank account, or finding a trusted advisor. Not sure where to start? Visit mn.gov/commerce/money for more.
Rudy Luther Toyota has a great way for you to purchase your next vehicle. It's the Toyota Smart Path. You can shop at the dealership or on your couch. Shop smarter by saving time, and remember, they'll have the best prices and no surprises. You can browse the available vehicles, use the Smart Path payment estimator to customize your own payments, apply for financing, and then finalize your purchase. Smart Path is the smartest path to your new vehicle. Check it out online at rudyluthertoyota.com or stop by Rudy Luther Toyota, 5 miles west of Minneapolis on 394.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
Hey, this show is brought to you by Native American Community Clinic on Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis, honoring health and tradition.
Yes, they do. I love that tagline. Hey, we're here with Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center and our friend Ruth Anna Buffalo, the CEO. And Ruth, I don't know, you're an old pro at being on the radio and with Native Roots Radio. Do you want to take it from here and introduce our guest?
Sure. Yeah. So thank you, Robert. We have a couple of our staff from MIWRC joining us tonight. We have Allison and Dietra, and we're so thankful that they agreed to come on and share a few words about the good work that they do at MIWRC. And yeah, we just celebrated our 40th anniversary last September. We use a comprehensive approach in serving the community, individuals, and families. And so if Dietra's ready, maybe we can, or whoever would like to start, Dietra or Allison. Welcome, ladies.
Hi. Hi, everybody.
Hi, hey, Dietra. Good to see you.
You too. Allison, you want me to go first? Or?
Sure.
Well, I have the privilege of working in the drop-in center here at MIWRC. We are basically the first point of contact for our client relatives. So we get to see them in rare form, coming just straight in from the streets, or some have homes, some don't. And we provide basic needs services, food, showers, clothing, resources. Our main objective is to provide a safe space for them so that they feel very welcome when they come. We're growing so much every day. We're getting more and more client relatives who are feeling very comfortable and opening up more, and we're building really great relationships with our client relatives, which I think is very important, is building those relationships so that they are comfortable, so they can, you know, let us know like what's going on in their world, so we are able to help them or guide them in the right direction in terms of, did I cut off? Oh, I'm still on. Okay. But yeah, the part I love the most is building those relationships with our client relatives so that they are comfortable. I know a lot of them don't trust very many people. So knowing that they can come here and open up and, you know, have this space available to them is super important to me, and it's something that I enjoy the most, is building those relationships and being able to provide the services that we do provide for them. Yeah.
Wow, that's awesome. Ruth, Anna, how long have you been with Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center?
Myself or me?
No, I'm sorry, Dietra.
I think it'll be a year, coming up on a year. Mm-hmm. A year.
Very
yes.
Cool. Very cool. Yeah. Well, Ruth Ann, take it away there to introduce some more of your. This is awesome. I feel a lot of heart coming through the airwaves here.
For sure. Yes. Thank you, Dietra. We're so thankful to have Dietra on board. She's got a lot of expertise, experience, and knowledge. And so we're just super thankful to have her on board. Like you mentioned, she's got a huge heart and really has a nurturing presence with all of our client relatives. Next we have Allison. Allison started out, you know, with MIWRC through helping through the Emergency Warming Center. We noticed right away her leadership skills and qualities, and so we were able to bring her on to help us. And she's an all-round, just like Dietra, you know, and all of our staff, you know, wear many hats, are all, you know, pretty much cross-trained. And so Allison also has a wealth of information and experience and outstanding, amazing community member. So I'll turn it over to Allison.
Hey everyone, so I'm Allison. I'm gonna start off by like telling you guys a little bit about myself and where I'm from. I am Hung Papa Lakota from Standing Rock Sioux Tribe. My spirit name is Wombly Wen, Golden Eagle Woman. So yeah, like Ruth was saying, I came on like as a contractor, so I was like it was like a learning experience in different areas of like MIWRC. So I got to work in like the drop-in center. I'm gaining experience as a receptionist, gaining experience in like just all different areas. And it's been an amazing journey for me because like I've, a lot of the things that I'm like learning, you know, Ruth had like opened doors for me to be able to like gain these experiences. But as coming on as a contractor, I started off as like being like MIWRC, like being a big help, like all over all different areas of MIWRC. And right now I'm like mainly up at the front desk, like helping or helping anyone that comes in, giving anybody a comfortable space to come into our doors. And on Tuesdays or Monday through Friday, we do a breakfast program for our client relatives. So they come in, they can eat, they can just hang out. And a lot of them keep coming back, you know, because they feel safe here. They like being here and being able to like Dietra was saying, being able to build those relationships with them, you know, it keeps them coming back that way. They're like, they feel safe here. And that's a good thing for MIWRC to be able to open up the doors for the relatives and our unsheltered.
Yeah, that's amazing, Ruth Anna. What a team. And you have to have a certain person to be leading this, and then also certain people to be boots on the ground, Ruth Anna.
Yeah, for sure. We have an amazing team, and, you know, it's just always something new every day, a new experience, you know, but it's good. I mean, it's a lot of healing you can feel taking place, you know, through struggles or through hardships. You know, it's just like Allison and Dietra mentioned, it's a pretty welcoming space, and that's the goal, is that everybody feels loved and feels better than they did when they when they leave. Walk out the MIWRC doors, you know, after an appointment or a visit, we hope that they feel better than they did when they first entered the building.
I see so many great services and even a lot of fun things to do, Ruth Anna. Maybe you can ask these guys, are they able to participate too? Because I was down there for your anniversary, and at the same time, there was a drawing going, and I would go, wow, this looks fun.
Yes, for sure. When I first came on board too, we had ribbon skirt making, and the staff got to also, you know, participate if there were, you know, if it was appropriate. And so, yeah, for sure, we want to make sure that we're taking care of our staff as well, and that our staff are having fun and healing along with the client relatives. So yeah, I was thinking of just hearing you speak and say that just now too. It reminded me of PCL construction workers come out during an intertribal song during the open house, you know, and that was pretty cool to see. You know? Cool. And then, so the cakewalks, or even just, you know, a lot of our staff are super talented. I would say all of our staff are amazing and have different talents, and we have some that like to dance, and we have, you know, we just try to have fun every chance we get, and have some humor and laughter and enjoy food as well.
Oh, excellent. Hey, let's take a quick break here. You're listening to Native Roots Radio, and we've got Ruth Anna Buffalo and her crew from Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center on. Let's take a quick break.
Stay with us.
Your heart beats for generations. Take care of it.
There's a lot that we can do to take care of ourselves. And so I think it's important to take the smaller steps and break it down into more manageable pieces, because the little steps leads to big changes.
Every beat of your heart tells a story of love, resilience, and hope. For Indigenous women, taking care of your heart means creating more moments with the ones you cherish. Let's protect that story. Learn more at hennepin.us/heart-beats.
Signing up for $1 bus and train rides with the Transit Assistance Program, or TAP, is quick and easy. Do it straight from your computer or phone by uploading one of the pre-approved documents listed at metrotransit.org/TAP. Along with a copy of your ID. We'll mail you a to-go card with a full year of discounted rides. For questions or translation help, call 612
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. We're getting a response from Iran's Supreme Leader Ali Khamenei after President Trump called him a, quote, easy target for assassination and called for Iran's unconditional surrender. Calling Israel's government a terrorist regime, the Supreme Leader on social media writing, we must give a strong response and show no mercy. This on a fifth day of aerial attacks between Israel and Iran. ABC's Mary Bruce on the response in Washington.
The U.S. military is already moving warplanes and assets to the region, if needed, to defend American personnel. And that big question now weighing on the president, whether to push for negotiations or join Israel's campaign and bomb Iran.
The defense in the Sean Diddy Combs case indicating that its presentation will last from 2 to 5 days. It makes it unlikely that the hip-hop mogul will himself testify. Her spokesperson saying DHS Secretary Kristi Noem was taken to the hospital after having an allergic reaction, adding she's alert and recovering. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
A win for OKC. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Basketball, the Thunder beat the Pacers 120-109 to take a 3-2 lead in the NBA Finals. Indiana's Tyrese Halliburton re-injuring that right ankle and calf muscle in the first quarter ended up with only 4 points in 34 minutes of play. The Thunder's Jalen Williams with a career-high 40 points in the postseason asked, was that the game plan or are shots just dropping in for him?
Probably a little bit of both. I don't want to give too much into the game plan, but a lot of it is just me being aggressive, seeing what's open and taking those shots.
Game 6 is Thursday night in Indy. Baseball, the Brewers face the first-place Cubs tonight at Wrigley Field. Chicago with a 5.5-game lead in the NL Central. Ahead of the crew, pitcher Colin Ray on the kind of standard manager Craig Counsell has set in the Cubs clubhouse this year.
Yeah, I think he just has the expectations of us doing the little things right, coming in every single day, giving your best effort, holding each other accountable for those things when you step through those doors every single day.
That's Cubs pitcher Colin Ray with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Pop singer Neza might have gone to her last Dodger game. At least that's what she says. If you're wondering why, it's because she was told to sing the Star Spangled Banner in English, but decided to sing it in Spanish anyway. This all happened last Saturday on the day of the No Kings protest taking place all over the country. The singer posted a TikTok video of a Dodgers executive telling her to sing it in English and then part of her performance, which was in Spanish. For what it's worth, it was received with enthusiastic applause. The Pit is a hit for Max, and fans of the intense medical drama will be happy to know that season 2 production is underway. According to Variety, the show stars Noah Wiley as an ER doctor. Sound familiar? It was renewed in February. The Pit takes place at the fictitious Pittsburgh Trauma Medical Hospital. Wiley also executive produces the show alongside John Wells, who executive produced NBC's ER. Season 2 of The Pit will premiere in January 2026. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy with a few showers and thunderstorms tonight and lows in the mid-60s. Cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms for tomorrow, a high in the mid-70s. More sunshine for Thursday, warm and muggy with a few showers and thunderstorms by Thursday night. Highs mid-80s. Right now it's 78 degrees.
In sitcoms, when someone has a problem, they just blurt it out and move on.
Well, I lost my job and my parakeet is missing. How was your day?
But the real world is different. Managing life's challenges can be overwhelming. So, what do? We get support. The Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council have mental health resources available for you at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. See how much further you can go when you take care of your mental health.
Matt Nair on air.
State Representative Christian Phelps.
As somebody who's in my first term in the legislature, one of the striking things is how seldom the majority party speaks with us. I don't know how many of my colleagues personally feel LGBTQ people don't deserve freedom, but that's kind of irrelevant at the end of the day. They've already spent a number of days attacking trans people because those are days they don't have to spend defending their very unpopular economic agenda.
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. Pat Kreitlow, host of Mornings of Pat Kreitlow, along with Trigvi Olsen, senior advisor at Lincoln Project, will be here to discuss the state happenings, national happenings, and more. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Native American Community Development Institute, or NACDI, in Minneapolis.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. And we are here with Ruth Anna Buffalo and her crew from Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center. And Ruth Ann, this is just, I can feel their heart through these airwaves, and I really appreciate you bringing these guys on. Let's talk some more about what they do, Ruth Anna.
Yeah, so in the drop-in center, like Dietra mentioned, you know, they're one of the first points of contact for a lot of our relatives who come in who are unsheltered or unhoused, and so the work that they do is so critically important because it helps you know, relatives feel safe and welcomed, and they get our client relatives connected to resources. You know, like Ellison mentioned, we have today's Tuesday, so we had our weekly resource connect from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. where breakfast and lunch is provided, and we have service providers on site. You know, Hennepin County Streets to Housing, MinOB Behavioral Health, Targeted Case Managers, and Avivo Village was there today. And then also LEAD was on site, Sobriety Warriors. It's a community effort, and we're, you know, providing a space for people to come together and help the relatives get connected to resources. We're just trying to do the best we can within our reach because we all have a responsibility to help our relatives live, you know, and live longer.
That's awesome. And Dietra, I was there for the 40th anniversary open house, and I saw you there, and it was amazing how many community people showed up for that. That was beautiful.
Yeah, I was in awe too, and it's also amazing to make those connections. It's like the community coming together like that and connecting with each of the organizations is so important. You know, there are times when I may not have a resource and I could just pick up the phone and call. Or now some of them, they come here now and make those connections so that they don't have to wait or they're being shoveled around to this place, to that place. Some of our client relatives don't have communication like cell phones and computers. So, you know, being able to make those connections like that is so amazing. And it's like right there, you know, so they don't have to go very far. And that helps us out too. And we're not playing phone tag or email tag. And then we, you know, it kind of gets tiring to them, and then they lose hope. And that's the one thing that we don't want to happen is for our client relatives to lose hope, because we're fighting the fight with them, you know. Those resources and connections are very key. To potential success in helping our client relatives get to that next stage in their life. So,
absolutely. Yeah. Allison, you've been around for a year. You've gone through the bad part of the winter and our unsheltered relatives showing up, and that must really be hard to see, but also really good on the heart that you're able to help.
Yeah, definitely. So I was gonna, I don't know if I should mention this, but I have like a lot of experience with like our unsheltered, let alone with them like going through their struggle they're going through, because I'm also in recovery too. July 18th will be my 2 years being in recovery. So like, it's easier for like, So like a lot of the people, a lot of like people outside of our work, like a lot of them don't understand, you know, so like for them to come to MIWRC and feel safe here because like they, and with me being here in our drop in our, all of our coworkers, you know, we like Ruth was saying, we have an amazing team going here and I'm grateful to be a part of that team, to be able to help like guide and support like our unsheltered to like, to want better and to do better, you know? So like it's been a good experience being here at MIWRC. I've been here going on 3 months now, so I'm still a newbie. But it has been like it has been a good experience for me being here, and I'm grateful that Ruth like was able to like for me and to be able to work with like our unsheltered or even anyone coming through our doors in general, and just being able to like make them feel welcomed here, make them feel safe, make them feel like as if they were at home, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And I want to say is I have 40 years of recovery, and I think right 2 years is 2 years is a lot longer than I think 2 years is a lot longer than 40 years, because those days can be long, and you're a great representation, and also people can look up to you because you're doing it. And that's what our community needs, is to see more warriors like you, Allison, that are doing it on the daily deal.
Yeah, definitely. I agree. And so like in a lot of our client relatives that do come in, you know, like I was saying, like I know a lot of them only because like I was in active use at one point. So like a lot of them that, and because our community, like when our community comes together, they come together, and when that does happen, it's such a beautiful thing to see, you know, and a lot of them come in and they'll be like, you know, I'm going to get there one day. And I'm like, yeah, you will, you know, you definitely will. And just keep speaking that into existence or manifesting it, you know, because like a lot of our relatives who are struggling right now, a lot of them want it so bad. It's just that step that they have to take, you know, because mm-hmm. it's a hard step to take. And I don't blame them, because I was at that point at one time, you know.
Exactly. And
they'll get there, you know. All we can do is keep being supportive and being a good having our doors open like we've been, you know.
Yeah. Oh, congratulations again. That's a huge deal, and 2 years is a long time. It's a lot longer, again, like I said, than 40 years. It's Ruth Anna, it's great to have these guys on and talk real talk.
Yes, for sure. I'm super thankful. You know, it's an amazing team, and we kind of joke and say, you know, they're a bunch of Care Bears, you know. But yeah, they have superpowers. So, you know, they just, their heart, you know, heart work, you know, some days are challenging, and, you know, with, you know, things that kind of tug at the heartstrings, you know, but mm-hmm. we support one another, and we're thankful to have a good support system, and, you know, our traditional values that have withstood the test of time are there for us as well. And, you know, we were, I was just talking to my family about the parade, and it was fun to like be out there and dancing and things. You know? Yeah, it was, you know, it's just good time, good medicine for sure.
Well, your name will always be on the trophy because you guys won it the first time, Ruth Anna.
Yeah. Bragging
so,
rights, I guess.
Right. So Jaleesa and I are going to try and get a float next year, a Native Roots Radio float, and we're thinking about maybe having a big boombox on her car.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, for sure. There's
with an really eagle good. Feather hanging from it. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Well, Ruth Anna, I don't know if you want to keep these guys on, because really what I'd like to talk about now too is the services that you have and the things that are coming up this week. So this is your call if you want to ask them a few more questions, or if you want to get right into that, how people out there can support Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center and the great work that obviously Allison and Deetra and you and the whole crew do.
Sure. Yeah, for sure. You know, like our website is on the link down there, the banner. So yeah, miwrc.org has a lot of our good information, connects you to the socials. So yeah, if Deetra and Allison would like to stay on for another segment, for sure, I support that.
Right on. That's very cool. So what would you say to somebody that, Dietrich, that just came in and really feels down about stuff, and how do you greet them, and how do you tell them that it's going to be okay?
Definitely with empathy, and compassion. Compassion for sure. Being a good listener, paying attention to them. You know, they go through so much out in the streets, you know, just having that genuine compassion, goes a long way, and it works for me. I actually sit down with them and I listen, and, I don't care how horrible the story may be, you know, I'm still just like right there and letting them know that whatever I can do in my power, that I will do it, and standing on that, you know, I don't care if they come one day and I don't see them for a month. I remember, you know, what they talked about, what they were dealing with. And, even if we have to jump right back in, and just try to help them to the best of my ability. But like I said, in the first part, is building those strong relationships are super important. Because they learn to trust you and they're depending on you. And, you know, sometimes, yes, it tears at our hearts. Like, you know, there's stories I've heard that I've had to run to the bathroom and maybe shed a tear. But letting them know that I'm there, and the rest of my colleagues as well. I will say this, we do have a very amazing team. Everybody is so compassionate, and they care about every single client relatives that walks through that door, and that matters. And the community knows this. As Allison was saying, you know, they know where to come when they need that, or to feel safe and to feel cared for. So yeah, I would just say, being there, listening, being a good listener, no judgment. They go through enough of that. And trying our best to help them as much as we can, and never giving up. Because I like I said, I may see one client relative on a Monday and I may not see them for 3 months. But when they walk back through that door, I remember them and I remember what they were going through. And we just pick right back up and we fight the fight. So,
right on, yeah. Right on. Appreciate those good words. Allison, I wanted to ask you kind of a different question with the, we got a minute left here. What do you do to take care of yourself? Because this is hard emotionally when you see people down.
Yeah, good question.
It's crazy you bring that up, because we were just actually talking about this in one of the offices yesterday. So like, I've been like more connected on like on my cultural side. So like before I leave the house, I smudge, I put cedar in my shoes, and like even if we're having a bad day at work, you know, I'll go home and take a cedar bath. I make sure I use my medicines, because it helps a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, and I go get my nails done, get my hair did, you know.
There you go. Yeah. Well, you have to give it away to keep it, and I know. I still go to those 12-step meetings, because we have to talk strong to our relatives and be there. And I remember my first meeting 40 years ago, somebody told me that I was the most important person there. And you know what? I believed them and I kept coming back. Hey, we're here with Ruth Anna Buffalo and her crew, Allison and Dietra, and of course, Jaleesa McKee, my daughter. Nepotism's living live and well here on Native Roots Radio. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to take a quick break and come back and talk some more.
Stay with us.
Ho-wa.
The city of Minneapolis is now on Native Roots Radio with Minneapolis AIR. AIR stands for American Indian Relations. Guest host Christine McDonald talks to people about important things affecting the city's Native communities. Minneapolis AIR dives into topics like public safety, public health, elections, and so much more. Tune in to Minneapolis AIR on Native Roots Radio from 5 to 6 p.m. on the second Wednesday of every month, right here on AM 950.
Hi, this is Governor Walz. Thank you for listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
In this portion of the show, we'd like to bring awareness to our Minnesota wolf population. Say no to the hunts.
Oh. Allison and Deetra, that's where you were supposed to howl. Welcome back. Hey, we're here talking Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center with our guest Ruth Ann Buffalo, Anna Buffalo, and Allison and Deetra, and of course Jaleesa McKee's here helping me hold down the fort. Wow, hold down the fort. That's not a good thing to say. That's kind of holding down the. Yes, we're doing good here. Thanks, Ruth, Anna. How's it going? This has really been a great show. I don't want to sound like a broken record, but I feel so much heart from you and also the people that work at Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center.
Yeah, for sure. We're, you know, thankful to be here and to, you know, for you allowing us to share a few good words about MIWRC and get the word out into the community. And also want to encourage, you know, people, if they can, to donate, you know, miwrc.org/donate. We're, you know, we've been around for 40 years and we will be around for 40 more plus years and beyond, you know, still serving the relatives. And we're just, you know, it's a beautiful organization to be a part of, a lot of healing, a lot of trust building, you know, with relationships and really helping get relatives connected to resources, like treatment, you know, addiction services, housing, behavioral health or mental health services as well, and just trying to expand on those, but of course incorporating or integrating our traditional values and teachings into those as well.
Ruth, Anna, I know you talked about the round dance and the workers coming down and round dancing during the celebration there. But tell some of our listeners that are just tuning in a little bit about what construction is going on.
Oh, yes. So the top two floors at MIWRC, floors 3 and 4, are under renovation, and they're coming along really well. We have, so we're moving from 14 2-3 bedroom units to 24 efficiencies, with 4 of them being single units. And we are on schedule, on target, to have 6 units occupied by the end of August, this August. Things are moving along. We actually just kind of got a quick tour of third floor today. Things are going along great, and we're looking forward to
unknown caller.
Looking forward to serving the relatives, you know, the best we can. Top two floors, floors 3 and 4, will be fully renovated. New windows, large, big windows, lots of natural light, fresh paint on there right now. Door frames are being added in. Furniture is going to arrive next week. So things are moving along really good.
Allison, how does that make you feel when you see something like that added on for the community? Isn't that like a game changer?
It definitely is. And I was just talking to a couple of like our staff about like, how many more opportunities that our relatives can feel safe at, you know? So it's like, it's definitely a blessing. Like, our community needs it, just because like with like everything going on and the things just clashing back and forth at each other in the community, you know, like, mm-hmm. you know, and like we were saying earlier, like a lot of our client relatives come here and they feel safe here. That's why they keep coming back. So it's definitely a beautiful blessing to have, like, to be even be here to experience and see the progress of it.
Yeah, it is. And I appreciate it and was able to see that firsthand. And it's an older building, and to have that life, Ruth Anna, put back into it. That's a really good thing. And that's how it can last for another 40 years.
Yes, for sure. Look forward to hearing, you know, singing, dancing, you know, looking forward to just more good, wholesome gatherings, you know, where there's meals, there's healing, there's kids, there's laughter, there's community, mm-hmm. there's elders, there's teachings. So, yeah, it's a lot of beautiful things coming.
And you know what I say? And there's cakewalk too. I love the cakewalk.
we all over at all of us at MIWRC, we clown about or like we joke about this all the time. Like we all love Big Back activities over here.
Yeah.
Big Back.
I had to Google that at first. No, I'm just kidding.
That should be on your next T-shirt.
Allison's favorite word, Big Bang.
it's just another term for we all love different types of food and we can throw it on when it comes to food.
That was funny. Oh my goodness. But I just wanted to say too, you know, my background, I am actually a counselor at a treatment center. And so I just wanted to give you all the props for connecting people to treatment centers. So thank you. I actually started a well-variety group, a specifically Native-centric group at my job. So anyway, so awesome. I'm feeling connected to y'all when you share what you're doing. So thank you.
Yeah, that's huge.
Yeah, I attend a well-variety meeting every week. It's every Thursday at the White Earth Mansion, and I make it a priority to make it to a meeting just because I'm in recovery and I just don't want to lose those connections I already have there. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've attended other meetings all around the community, but like that Walbriety meeting, just I felt like really at home there, and I feel like it's because more connected with our culture and yep. and everything in it, and it's also like a home feeling when you walk in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that's definitely part of what I asked you earlier is how you take care of yourself, because you have to go to those to feel community and also give it away to the newcomer, because again, they're the most important person there.
Definitely. So my two years coming up, I'm actually like sharing my story at that Walbriety meeting, like at the end of July. I'm gonna be sharing my story there.
That's so important too. Great. Because I know for me, I have amnesia, you know, when it comes to like borrowing money or drinking and doing drugs. So I got to like remember all these things and keep going to these meetings. Ho-wah. So Dietra, you see people come in, but you also see people go out in a good way and get the help. That's got to be part of what fills your soul too.
Yeah, it does. When our client relatives either go to treatment or find housing, it's a feeling I can't even describe. To watch the growth, you know, I can't even describe the feeling. I think I'm more excited than they are. I'm just jumping up at the door like, yes, you got housing. Mm-hmm. Yes, you know, you finally decided, you know, I'm tired. You know, help me. How do I get to treatment? Which treatment? And mm-hmm. sitting down with them and going over the different options. And when they take that step, and you look in their eyes and they're, you see the tears, but mm-hmm. they're tears of joy.
Yeah.
It's very emotional. It feels like it's me that's going, or it's me that's getting my apartment. I can't even, I'm about to cry right now. It's a wonderful feeling to see. I let them know that we're here. We're rooting for them, whatever they need. You know, they can call, they can come back, and we'll guide them. We have several success stories, and they come back. Oh,
that's awesome. Hey, I want to tell you, we got less than a minute. Ruth Anna Buffalo, thank you so much for bringing these guys on to your show every Tuesday. This has just been a really good
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, LaCrosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Pat Kreitlow.
Wednesday, our weekly visits with civic media friends Earl Ingram in Milwaukee, Todd Alba in Madison, Melissa Kay in Wisconsin Rapids, and James Kelly in Chippewa Falls.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The U.S. president threatening Iran on behalf of Israel, saying the U.S. knows where Ayatollah Ali Khamenei is hiding but doesn't want him killed for now. The Iran supreme leader saying his country must show no mercy. ABC Chief White House correspondent Mary Bruce.
Trump has been urging Iran to negotiate a nuclear deal. The Iranian army's commander saying the operations carried out so far have merely been warnings for deterrence, and a punitive operation will be executed soon.
A bipartisan effort in Congress to prevent U.S. involvement in the Israel-Iran conflict, making for an uneasy alliance between some progressive Democrats like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and America First Republicans like Marjorie Taylor Greene. Her spokesperson says it was an allergic reaction that sent Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem to the hospital today, and that she's alert and recovering. Jury deliberations expected to continue tomorrow in the second murder trial of Karen Reed. This is ABC News.